Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
So a lot of people don't believe this. Of course, they wouldn't tell Jesus he was wrong, but they're thinking, well, you know, once you grow out of that age of innocence, you know, you can't go back and undo growing up. Well, then what's he talking about? Turn with me to 1 Corinthians, please. 14th chapter. Are y'all with me? Y'all believing with me? Now, we are not just churchgoers. Are we? You know, if you feel antsy in here this morning, I'm sorry you do. But we need to examine things. You know, a lot of people do. And it's because of their past experiences. A lot of people have gone to church and been miserable for so long until they just have trained themselves to be miserable in church. And before they even get sit down good, they're kind of wishing it would get through. Well, why even come? So I've told you this before. There's two basic groups of folk that go to church. One group, they just go to say they went. It salves their religious conscience. They think in order to be a good Christian, you got to go to church. And so they just, for them, the quicker in, the quicker out, the better. They'd like a drive-through church. And a whole lot of folk have decided, well, hey, I can watch something on TV, so that's just good enough. I sit in my slippers and I watch it and poop and I'm done. Well, and people say, well, you know, God bless God, I can be just as good a Christian as you or anybody. Staying at my house, reading my Bible, watching my TV. No, you can't. No, because the word, remember the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for me, commands us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. We're told to do that. So you're not smarter than God. Thank God for these outreaches, but there's a reason why we're supposed to come together. How many know there's a difference between being in the service and hearing the tape? Thank God for the tapes, but there's a difference in being there. And you got people that just come to say they went. But then you got another group. They come on purpose to give God something and to receive something from God. And they ain't ready to go till that happens. We come to give God our praise and our worship and our money and our attention, and we come to receive. Lord, what's next? What do we do now? Well, this morning he is saying, change. Change. Change how? Become like a little child. Change. Can you do it? Can I do it? All right. You know how? Well, then we better not go home right now then. We better stay a few minutes more. Right? Yeah, I know it. 1 Corinthians 14. Are you there? 1 Corinthians 14. I got somewhere to go today. Just as soon as the service is over, I'm going to rush and change clothes and eat and blast out. But for years now, I have refused to let myself think about that or push me during a service. I refuse to. So from the time I started here, I act like nothing else is happening today. I've done it again and again for years. People tell me, well, now, Brother Keith, you know, well, if we could wind it up, especially like a night service, if we could wind it up a little early, I said, don't even tell me. Don't even tell me now. What is the purpose of a service? Let's do what we're supposed to do. Let's get it accomplished. And when we're done, we're done. Right? So you need to, you know, if I'm going to think like that, you ought to think like that too. 1 Corinthians 14, are you there? What is the word of the day for the kingdom? Be converted, which means be changed, be turned, and be like what? Not just a child, but a little child. 1 Corinthians 14, 20, it gives us some further revelation. 14, 20, he says, brethren, be not children in understanding. So he's not talking about not having knowledge, not having wisdom and understanding. Howbeit, in malice be ye children, but in understanding be men or be mature. The Amplified says, don't be children in your thinking, but continue to be babes in matters of evil. Where evil and bad is concerned, we can be and we're supposed to be like a little child. Did you hear this now? He said, don't be childish in your understanding, but be innocent as babies when it comes to evil. This is one of the things, you know, we're to be is pure concerning evil. There's some stuff you and I have learned since we were born into this world that we shouldn't have learned. That we allowed to change us. See, little ones, when they come into this world, they haven't learned about all the junk. They haven't learned about the things to be afraid of and the things to be suspicious of and the things to be subtle or deceptive. They know nothing of all that. They come in pure. But over the course of time, they are corrupted. Their innocence is corrupted. Their sincerity and their honesty. But can you get back to it?
Yes.
Oh, that was weak. I'm excited about it. Can you get back to this childlikeness as a 50-year-old, 75-year-old? Can you? Can you be cleansed from the junk you picked up and from the way you let this corrupt world change you? Think about it. They're all kind of people. You be around them, they are so bitter. They are so defeated. They are so depressed. What if you'd have seen them when they were a year old or two? They weren't like this. Were they? What were they like? They were dancers. Little kids. I don't care if they're Baptist or Catholic or Presbyterian or Pentecostal or Lutheran. Little bitty kids, you play music, what's going to happen? They're going to dance. Do they care what it looks like?
No.
Nope. What do they do? They're going to dance. Are you supposed to be like that?
Yes.
That wasn't everybody. Are you supposed to be that way?
Yes.
Yes, you are. Are they concerned about it might be a sensual dance?
No.
They don't know what that is. Oh, that might be ungodly dancing. How can you look at a little child dancing and say, that's ungodly? We don't believe in dancing. Well, they do. They do. And they're having fun. Right? They're having fun. You know what little children do? They laugh. They laugh a lot. Let me read you something. One individual, I guess this is a child psychologist, they noticed this. They said, it's been reported that 5-year-old children laugh an average of 113 times a day. Well, how many hours is in a day? So how many laughs is that minimum per hour? They're laughing at minimum 4 or 5 times an hour. Minimum. How many adults go an hour and don't laugh? Have zero laughs. Now see what people will say, well, now, Brother Keith, little children don't know about taxes. And they don't know about marriage. And they ain't got my boss man, Brother Keith. Well, it ain't Brother Keith that told you to change. The Lord told you to change that. Didn't he? And become like a little child, a little child. They said little children, they laugh an average of 113 times a day. But by the time most people reach 44 years of age, that number drops to only 11 times. They went from 113 to 11 a day. And a lot of people ain't making their 11. Are they? They're not. There are people going months and not laughing. And they're paying for it too. Their systems are paying for it. I'm talking about their physical systems. Their body's paying for it. How many remember the Bible says a merry heart does good? This is not just a figure of speech now. It does good just like a natural medicine, because it is a medicine. It is. And a lot of people in different fields are finding it out today. And it's being prescribed. It is. If you think that's funny, you just don't know. I know of people that the doctors have told them, go get funny videos and watch them and laugh. Well, you wouldn't have to have a video to laugh. You could just laugh. Laughing is an alternative to crying. It's an option you have. Every time you feel like crying or you start to cry, it actually is real easy to change a crying to a laugh. Y'all look like you don't believe what I'm saying. Do you have a choice whether you yield to depression or whether by faith you step out in joy? Is the joy of the Lord your strength?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Greatest in the Kingdom, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402F. That's R1402F, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.